her daily routine that she do, you know, every day. But she might have to get up and cook breakfast, and then what would she have to do to the house?
Well, she just have to make beds and sweep the floors.
Mm-hmm. What would she sweep with?
Just a common broom, mm-hmm. just a common, it just had a handle on it, and it was made out of broom corn, you know. Corn that you make, they call it broom corn, and they make them, they're nice looking broom, and they sweep over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now we use other, I've got one out there now. But I don't hardly ever use it. I've got another broom I use like better. Because I say it's not a broom corn, is it? I don't know what it is.
So she just generally have to clean up every day? Would she have to?
Yes, do every day housework.
She'd have to do it. And then, a lot of times I think people say on Monday that they do something to the clothes. They do their...
Well, they generally call it do their laundry.
Oh yeah,
On Monday, that's just it. But I don't know if my wife ever had any particular day.
Oh, it was just
any. Nor my mother either.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. But with a lot of them now clean wants to laundry on Monday. I think we find out.
Well, then they'd have to take the clothes and then they'd, like when you were a boy, how would they go about doing the laundry?
Well, they had a big old kettle that'd make a fire around on the outside and to heat their water. Then they had two or three tubs, just common wash tubs. And they'd wash and they'd have a rub board that rub their clothes, clean their clothes on that rub board. And I'd call that work now. I've tried it a few times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
So you've helped.
Well, I've got a good washing machine in that other house, but you know I don't. Sometimes I have a pair of pants or a shirt that I want to get washed and I don't want to wash a whole lot. Don't want to fix up for that washing machine, and I've got a rub board here.
Oh, you do?
And I rub it out on that, and I can just tell you right now, you can get work out of it.
Oh, I guess so. Well, what would they do to get the wrinkles out?
It ironed them. They had them old smoothing irons back.
Smoothing.
And they call them smoothing irons. Back in, when I was a kid, and they come up that way. And they'd heat them around the fire, and then they'd iron clothes with them. But now we have electric iron.
Now, if you were talking about a house, like a two-story house in those days. Now, in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, they'd go up the...
Stairway.
Stairway, that's what they call it.
Yeah, they call it upstairs. Well, they'd usually have a all I know, stairway, and it's steps to just walk up. And banisters, maybe, to hold to as you walk up or come down. Usually, and some don't have them, they just fall down sometimes. A lot of people got hurt before.
Yeah, they did, yeah, I guess.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Well, now to get from, like, the ground up to a person's porch, they'd have to go up.
On steps.
Oh, they have steps. Yeah.
It's always called them steps.
Mm-hmm. And most of the houses would have porches on them.
Well, back in the early days they would, but there's not too many has porches anymore. I don't think. So they might have a little shed or a thing. Now I've got a little porch out here. I was raised up by having the porches, and I like to sit out there in the cool of the day and see the people pass.
Sure.
There's a lot of people passes here,
and
it's cool out there. Well, this is high, and I get if there's any breeze, I get it here. And I just put that porch on there just for that business. My wife and I both liked it. But most of the places, they ain't got any porches mm-hmm. anymore. But back when I was a kid, they wanted a porch on there. Most of them wanted a porch on their house. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have any electricity back those days. And it was cooler out there late of evening and when the sun didn't shine in on it. Mm-hmm. It was cooler than it would be in the house. You know, we didn't have no electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the farm.
Oh, I see.
For until just a few years back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we've had it several years, all right.
Uh-huh.
I know who the man that put the first electric introductory here in Mountain Home.
Oh.